Turkey's president has criticized the U.S. for issuing arrest warrants for 12 security personnel who accompanied him to Washington, D.C. last month. The guards are accused of having engaged in a scuffle with pro-Kurdish activists who demonstrated against Recep Tayyip Erdogan during his visit to the U.S. Thousands of people have taken to the streets in the Turkish capital Ankara and the port city of Istanbul. The protesters are enraged by a 25-year prison sentence handed down to opposition lawmaker Enis Berberoglu. A court on Wednesday found him guilty of military espionage. Russia has criticized the U.S. for deploying long-range missiles against Syrian forces in the east of the country. Russia's defense ministry said in a statement that U.S.-led forces had repeatedly launched attacks on Syrian government forces from the U.S. Special Forces base of Atanf. Iraqi troops have almost encircled the Daesh stronghold of Mosul's old city after advancing in the last district under the control of the terrorists. The Iraqi army has fiercely fought Daesh near the old city for weeks. It says it has also recaptured the adjacent neighborhood of Bab Sinjar. Israel plans to slash funds in tax revenues collected for the Palestinian Authority. The decision by Tel Aviv comes in reaction to salaries paid to Palestinian prisoners and their families. Palestinians have slammed the move, pledging that the payments to the prisoners will not stop. Pakistan's Prime Minister Nawaz Sharif is being investigated regarding his family's offshore assets. He appeared before an investigation commission on Thursday. This is the first time in Pakistan's history that a sitting prime minister is facing formal criminal investigation over corruption charges. Egyptian police have arrested dozens of political opponents in connection with a disputed agreement to transfer two Red Sea islands to Saudi Arabia. Up to 40 people were detained across the country. The arrests come amid calls for protests against the agreement in the capital Cairo on Friday. In Greece, over 2,000 elderly protesters have taken to the streets of Athens to denounce further pension cuts. The protesters criticized the constantly diminishing size of their pensions following the government's EU-backed austerity measures. The protest came ahead of a meeting of 19 finance ministers from the European countries.